We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Love a meet and greet. Always interesting to meet someone who has never called before. Darren, in fact, says he's been listening to this show for 25 years. That's as long as you can listen.
That's the max.
That's the max. And has never called this show before. Hello, Darren. How you doing?
Good. I hope you guys are doing well.
Doing real well, thanks. What do you do for a living?
I'm a home builder for about the last 20 years. And before that, I sold bread and I ran a beer out. And so right now I'm kind of building houses.
All right.
Did you have the pandemic and the, what do they call it? The remember when the shipping problems happened? The supply chain
issue?
Did that crush you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was, we got incredibly busy as soon as the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. And supply chains and dealing with, labor issues and whatnot, but it just made us better at our job once we got to the other side of it.
So would you say you're caught up? You're where you want to be?
Yeah, I would say this is about the first time, about the last year, I've thoroughly enjoyed my job again. During pandemic, I enjoyed it, but it was a lot of management of pandemic along with managing projects.
Yeah.
And the pandemic, just being able to kind of manage and keep job flow, that was pretty intense. So, but we made it through, so it's good. We've got good people around us.
I like what he said there, too. We're better at our jobs now that we came through that. That's good. I'm glad you are. What's the, I would know nothing about building a home. What's the hardest part of your job, of building a house?
We like to think planning. We try to do all our planning up front. We basically do all custom homes.
Mm-hmm.
And just really taking the time to figure out what we're trying to build, where we're trying to build it, and how we want to do our fit and finish.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do a lot of that up front, the builds are so much easier. And once on a blue moon, you'll have a customer that's ready to go and that are kind of pushing and don't want to go through the process.
Oh, yeah.
Those are incredibly difficult builds, but planning makes it so much better. If you build a house and aren't having a blast spending that kind of money, you're not doing it right.
Okay.
Wow. I like this guy's energy.
I do too. I like
I like Darren's energy.
I do too. It sounds like you're a good home builder. Who's your favorite member of this program?
Well, I've got to say Biggie.
Oh, thank you.
And then Chris Diem, of course. He who should not be mentioned since July. And then I guess it would be Chris Kelly. But I'm most like, in my personal life, I'm most like Chris Kelly.
Thanks.
I identify with Chris Kelly more than anybody else on the program.
Tremendous.
What about your personal life? Is it your family or your addiction issues?
Do you lie to yourself a lot?
Right. Do you lie to yourself? You hate yourself.
I have little to no self-esteem.
Okay.
And I'm always doubting myself.
Yes.
And yeah, I'm always wondering if people like me or not.
Yes.
When I go into a room, I have to be loved.
You're a pleaser.
So you know that I have all these issues, and yet when we ask you your favorite member of this program, you mentioned Biggie, then Chris Dim, then someone who's not on the program anymore.
Right.
Until finally landing
on me. Now, how do you think
that
makes me
feel? Your pain, sir.
Thank you.
Kelly, I do understand you a lot better.
Well, it hurts.
I see a lot of myself in you.
Well, it hurts.
But I don't like myself. So
I know. You're right. You're right. I think you have a very interesting factoid about meeting somebody famous. Who'd you meet?
Jim Belushi was filming a film here in Winston-Salem, Mr. Destiny, I believe the name of it was.
Yes!
Yes!
He drove around in a little two-seater Porsche Spyder.
Mm-hmm.
I think they may have been kit cars. They had two of them that stayed at the Hyatt.
Yeah.
And that's where he stayed while he was in town. And when I was delivering bread 30, 35 years ago, whenever the movie was, I would get there about 4:35 o'clock in the morning, and Jim Belushi saw me, troubled with the door, trying to get my delivery in.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very nice, very considerate, opened the door, asked me how I was doing, just a regular guy. And no kind of airs about him at all, just a regular individual. And I've met some other people, too, but Jim was, being able to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest interaction I've ever had with a celebrity.
That's cool. Mm. I like that. Yeah. I don't know that I would have guessed that. I would have thought maybe he's not that great a guy. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. Kind of a prickly guy?
Yeah.
It was also 4:30 in the morning. I've been working all night.
You know, that movie, I want to say that was like 91. I was working in Winston-Salem part-time for the pop radio station, the Top 40 station. And a lot of the folks I worked with were extras in the movie. You could see them in the background of, party scenes. It was a baseball movie. Yeah, it's a baseball movie.
Oh.
And They did. And they are there. I know there's one. I've only seen the movie once. I didn't love it. I saw it in the theater because they were in it. And you could see people I worked with in the background. I was like, oh, my God. It was so cool. Yeah. That's a really cool experience.
I always enjoyed watching the movie. And then you'd see, the RJR building, what they use, the headquarters.
Oh, yeah.
And you could pick up. And then there was a place downtown Winston. on Liberty Street they used for like one of the bar scenes, the outside of it for a bar scene.
Yeah.
And it was kind of neat being able to pick that stuff and put it together. But I'm kind of a geek, so, but anyway.
No, I like that.
Those are cool when you see, you know, when your places you've been are on screen.
Yeah, that is, I love that.
Now, was that movie set in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, or did they make Winston-Salem pretend to be some other city? You remember?
I think, I'm not real sure about that. I cannot remember. It's been so long and I'm so old.
Yeah, and I only saw it the one time and I can't remember either. Now, when they, like Bull Durham, obviously, that's set in Durham, which is fairly close to us. And they would talk about playing the minor league teams from around here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's absolutely.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad Jim Belushi was a nice guy, and yeah. I'm glad he was cool to you that day. And, you know, you'd think he would be prickly if he'd been working all night, and it turns out it's cool. All right, Darren.
Just helping the bread man out.
All right.
The bread man. Do you like, I guess you like building houses a lot better than delivering bread.
Yeah, your history gets you to where you're at today, and history's not been, you know, history gets you to where you're at, and today's not bad. But yeah, it taught me a lot of customer service, being in the bread business and being in the beer business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still selling boxes. Basically, it's just a bigger box and, you know, a bigger case of beer than what I used to sell.
Listen to this guy.
This is my favorite builder.
This guy right here, the attitude. I love it.
Yeah. But you know why you're never picked as a favorite? Because you just slammed every bread man out there. I know you're a lot happier than you were when you were delivering bread. Meanwhile, some guys are stocking bread on a shelf like that. Never. And that's why you're not picked.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Thanks for not picking me, Darren. It's great talking to you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys.
Wonderful to meet you.
And good luck.
Don't be a stranger now. Come on and call back.
Do that to Darren.
Love to have you. We'd love to have you.
Can you pass me the rye bread? Here you go, you old bed.
God, he's right.
This damn job.
All I ever do is slam other people. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
My God. You got me again, Biggie. You got me again. I like how he didn't just say Biggie. He listed the order.
Right.
And included someone who's not in the room. Not on the show. That's it. We'll meet another person who'll insult me again tomorrow.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a bread man.
Oh, I expected this.
Also tomorrow, we have a put up or shut up rock and roll trivia game. It's Bizarro style. You'll play me, Chris Kelly, not Chris Dim tomorrow.
He was very concerned earlier today.
We got to find a way to get you some energy drink or Diet Coke in you somehow.
Something. You are concerned.
I got a truck full of Libby Dunn energy drink.
I offered that to B.B. Shea. He's like, what are you talking about? It's a cotton candy accelerator from Libby Dunn.
And it's good.
And Biggie's got 11 of them. He's living on those things. Meanwhile, Rodney, our statistician, said he would have gotten 8 today and tied Chris Dim in that really good put up or shut up throwback Thursday game. Also, Lisa Lanier joins us tomorrow for Lawyer Up. She's inside several legal cases. We had a couple earlier that we talked about today. The woman who is suing over Thai food that is
too spicy.
Too spicy. She said it damaged her vocal cords, her esophagus, and was unfit for human consumption. Let's see if she wins tomorrow here. Two Guys Named Chris Show. Have a great day.